In the discussion between Dr. Brewjoy and myself, which took place last December, and which is located upon this tape, the point was made by Dr. Brewjoy that in the metaphysical sense, I have never been separated from Gertrude. I do not at all question this statement. I would even affirm it, that in the last analysis, we are all one in Brahman. But in that sense, though there is no loss, likewise, there is no gain, and there is no process. Then from this basic premise, Dr. Joy draws a conclusion to the effect that therefore I have no empiric loss with respect to Gertrude because of her death, and should act and feel accordingly. With this conclusion, I find it impossible to agree. I question very profoundly its logic. It would be equivalent to saying that because of our ultimate oneness in Brahman, therefore the laws that govern the various planes of being can be ignored. I know the doctrine of Maya, that all this world is a Maya from certain point of view. I know that one can have the experience of passing from one plane to another and have the relationships of the first plane seem unreal from the perspective of the second plane. But that does not prove the non-existence of the first plane and its relationships when consciousness is functioning on that first plane. The doctrine of Maya does not mean that the laws of the relative state applying to this empiric order or mundane order or sensoric order do not apply and do not constrain our actions so that they conform with those laws. When functioning upon this mundane or empiric plane, the relationships that hold here are relatively real. We cannot ignore them. We cannot, for instance, draw the conclusion that from the ultimate point of view, no food is necessary. That indeed, upon certain subtle planes of being, it is possible to take in energy directly so that no consumption of food is necessary, and therefore conclude that one could immediately stop eating gross food when occupying a gross physical body. It would be just as logical for Dr. Joy to claim that as to claim that the fact of our ultimate unity means there has been no loss when one dies and is physically, sensationally, intellectually, and affectionally separated from us. (Clears throat) He could as well claim that I could personally dispense with gross food because of this metaphysical principle, as to claim that the fact of the unity of us all in Brahman means there has been no loss in any sense with respect to Gertrude.